Ladies and guys who love to say now is not the right time, I'll do it in a couple of months. Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet. This is the Kill You're in a Loser show. Let's fucking go. I'm going to go balls deep on this one. I am going to absolutely grill some of you and yell at some of you because I think a lot of you need to hear this. I have had this excuse often as an excuse for either not hitting me up for coaching or not doing coaching yet, or not signing up for the Approach Anxiety program, or not going outside and talking to girls, or not going on Tinder and trying to get laid. It's an excuse that gets said all of the time whenever we're talking about doing any kind of big goal. And here's what the excuse usually sounds like. It's either now is not the right time, or I'll hit you up in a few months, or I want to make sure I'm in a good position before I make the most of your coaching, or so that I can make the most of your coaching. Often it's, I want to get a little leaner in the gym, or I want to get a little leaner or bigger in the gym before I go outside and talk to girls. Or let me take some better Tinder pictures. Let me take some better pictures for Tinder before I start actually signing up for Tinder and trying to get laid. I hear this so goddamn often. Now is not the right time. I even hear, I want to lose my virginity first and then I'll hit you up for coaching. Or then I'll go all in with getting laid. Guys, when you are not in the perfect position, air quotes, when things are not going well, when you're at the beginner stages, that is when you most need a fucking mentor. I cannot believe I have to say this, but this is something that comes up all the time. I just did the video that I released yesterday with the guy, Playtime is Over. Go back and watch that video if you haven't already. Fucking amazing video. He hit me up for coaching, and he had wanted to hit me up for coaching something like 2 years ago, but that wasn't the right time. And this is something that he said for like 2 years. It's not the right time. It's not the right time. It's not the right time. Finally, now he hits me up for coaching. And guess what? This wasn't the right time. There is never a perfect time. I take him out. All he expected that we would do was take a few Tinder pictures. I got him to talk to 20 girls, go on some dates, do all this fucking crazy stuff. I'm technically recording this before yesterday's podcast got released. I know that sounds confusing, but what I mean is he still hasn't had those dates in question. I might do an update to this video because he might actually have sex with one of those two girls, which means if he does, it not being the perfect time didn't even fucking matter. If he ends up having sex with one of those girls that he goes on a date with, that was not the perfect time and he got laid from a day's worth of coaching with me. I cannot believe I have to keep saying this over and over again. There is no fucking perfect time. How many of you want to do coaching with me? You'll say, I want to do coaching. I need you to change my life. I'm serious about this shit. Please get me laid. Please get me to lose weight. Please get me to build a fucking awesome business. Please get me to do whatever the fucking goals are. I want a girlfriend. I want marriage. I want all of this shit. I want to not be depressed, but I'm going to wait till the right time. Or I just want to make a little more progress first, and then I will hit you up for coaching. Man, if I had a dollar for every time I said that, every time I've heard that, I'd be a fucking billionaire by now. That is the number one excuse people give me. I really want to hit you up for coaching, man. I really want to just change my fucking life, but let me make a few changes first. What the fuck is that shit? So your solution is to sit there struggling for months, years, on your own, fumbling about, making a billion mistakes, fucking about when you could easily make 2 years worth of progress or a year's worth of progress. The guy yesterday that I did it with, he said, like, you've saved me 7 months of fucking around and you've gotten me the results in like 5 hours of us just coaching right here, right now. Instead of you making all that progress, your idea is that you're going to just kind of fuck around on your own. And then after you fuck around for what, like 5 more months, then you'll hit me up for coaching. Why don't you just swallow your pride? Admit that you want a bit of help, that you need the help. That's what the guy yesterday said. Playtime is Over yesterday. He said, I kind of had to just like swallow my pride and ask for help. Take the help. Take the advice. Ask for advice, guys. Ask for help. If you fucking need it, Why are you sitting there floundering? Like, your 400 IQ move is to just keep floundering around for another 5 months and hopefully maybe I'll make enough progress and then I can hit you up. I'll tell you what happens 99% of the time. Someone will wait 6 months or a year and hit me up and go, do you know what? I haven't actually made much progress since I last said I'll wait until hitting you up for coaching. I give up. Can you please just help me? And then in one fucking coaching call, we will just leapfrog forwards and make like 6 months, make more progress than they've made in the last 6 months in like one fucking coaching call or one day spent with me in person. You jump forward. That's the point. That's why you're fucking hitting me up, to help you. I don't understand this like pride, this ego being like too good to admit that you need some fucking help and that you would benefit from somebody helping you. That's what I'm fucking here for. Why do you think I offer coaching? To help you. Not to waste your time, not to waste your money, not to make myself rich. It's to fucking help you, to get you results. And it's this ego, it's this pride that is stopping you. One of the things that Radical, the moderator on my forums, he did a video where he said the number one thing guys need for self-improvement, the number one thing they would benefit from is humility. Part of that means admitting you need some fucking help, admitting you would benefit from coaching, admitting, you know what, now isn't the right time, now isn't the perfect time. Fuck it, let's just do it. Can you please fast forward my success? Leapfrog me to the result. Get me the fucking result. The guy yesterday, playtime is over. If he gets, again, I'm recording this before yesterday's one gets released, if that makes sense. But if he goes on and lays one, has sex with one of the two girls that he just got a date with, holy fuck, I've saved him 7 months. He saved himself 7 months worth of fucking around. He's gotten laid immediately. Within 24 hours of fucking coaching with me, which he said would have taken him probably 7 months by the time he waits 2 months to start the Approach Anxiety Program, does the Approach Anxiety Program for a few months, needs a couple more months to work up the progress, work up the courage to actually make some progress and hit on some girls, doesn't know how to actually go on a date, doesn't know what to do on a date, he has to figure all that shit out. It's like, just fucking get the result right now. I'm never going to understand this concept of like, it's not the right time, let me make some progress first, let me do this, I just want to get a little further first. I've had fucking virgins say to me, I offer them coaching. I'm like, man, I'll get you laid now within a fucking week. I will get you laid tomorrow if you're willing to actually do what I say, have a little bit of balls and follow through with the homework I give you. And they'll say, I just want to like lose my virginity before I hit you up. And they'll fuck around for 6 months or a year, not doing much of anything. And finally they will swallow their pride and say, okay, Andy, I'm ready. And it's like, I could have gotten you laid this fucking week. Why did you just waste all that time? Because you thought you had to lose your virginity first. Why? Or guys will say, I want to go and talk to some girls first and then I'll hit you up for coaching. And then they just won't for several months. Aren't you hitting me up for coaching so that I can help you with those beginner stages? Why are you trying to like, it's like me saying, I'm not going to go to the gym. I'm not going to pay a gym for membership. Because I need to put on some muscle first. So I'm going to stay at home and do body weight exercises for 6 months. And then when I have a bit of muscle, then I'll go to the gym. You're going to the gym to gain fucking muscle. You are hitting me up for coaching to get you the fucking results that you want. Why is your 400 IQ fucking retard move to just, oh, I'm going to go and get the results on my own and then I'll hit you up to get me the results? What the fuck is that shit? Do you want results or not? Do you want to fuck around or not? If you want to fuck around, congratulations, go fuck around on your own. Good job. And then hit me up in 6 months with your tail between your legs, having to admit anyway, yeah, look, I couldn't actually do much, but I would have fucking massively benefited from you like fast forwarding my success. Do you guys have any idea how much I would have fucking killed for my mentor, Good Looking Loser, to have offered, Chris from Good Looking Loser, to have offered coaching? But he didn't. He was past that stage of his life. He was past that stage of his life. I found him too late. Sucks for me. I would have fucking paid $10,000. My coaching isn't even that expensive. I would have paid $10,000, $20,000. I would have taken out bank loans. I would have borrowed money from my family. I would have done whatever the fuck it takes. Because I know he would have saved me years worth of all the shit that I had to go through, all the heartache, all the misery, all the pain. And you guys say the dumbest fucking excuses that I have ever heard. Oh, that's a lot of money, Andy. Are you fucking kidding me? Borrow money. Oh, it's not the right time. Are you fucking kidding me? When is the right time? If not now, when you don't have the results and you're paying me to get you the results. It's like saying, I'm not going to fucking go and get a coffee. I'm tired, but I'm not going to get a coffee to wake myself up. I'm going to wait till I'm awake first and then I'll get a coffee. I'm hungry, but I shouldn't go and eat that sandwich from fucking Subway. I should wait until I'm full. I should go and get my own food. I should go and fucking make my own lunch and then I'll go to Subway. What the fuck is this dipshit fucking... It's ego. It's pride. It's like, I don't want to admit to Andy that I need help. I don't want to admit to myself that I don't know what I'm doing. I don't want to have to start from ground zero. I don't want to have to start from scratch. I don't want him to have to tell me the basics and push me. That's what I'm fucking here for, you guys, to get you from ground zero. It's like you're looking at other people in the community or something and saying, well, they're way ahead of me and it would be embarrassing if I have to admit that I'm at the start. So let me try and get towards them. And then when I'm like halfway where they are, then I can hit Andy up for coaching. Are you fucking kidding me? Hit me up for coaching and I will get you to where they are within fucking a week if you do what I say. Are you kidding me? Like I said yesterday, the guy, playtime is over, had never talked to a woman in his entire fucking life. And in one coaching session, well, across 2 days, one coaching session, in the first like fucking 8 hours, I get him to talk to like 15, 20 girls. He's gotten 2 fucking dates from that. 4 numbers. Are you kidding me? That's the point I'm trying to jump you ahead. Some of you guys who are already getting laid, I can get you a threesome within 1 fucking week if you just do what I say. Oh no, but a threesome is way too hard. Oh my God, that'll take me months. I can do it for you in a week if you do what I say. If you're already attractive, fine, you have to be reasonably attractive. You have to look like a god, but don't be an obese mess. I can get you that in a week. That's what I'm here for. And it's like you're saying, let me fucking do my own shit before I hit you up to help me do the shit that I want. Again, it's the dumbest fucking logic I have ever heard in my life. It is so unbelievably stupid. It hurts my brain that some of you are saying this shit. A lot of you are saying this shit. I should compile all the emails and private messages I get from people saying, Andy, please, I really want to do coaching, but, you know, can I just do it in a little bit? You contact me. It's not like I'm even shoving this shit down your throat. You reach out to me and say, hey, I really want to do coaching, but now's not the right time. Like, I just want to do this shit first. Why are you telling me this? Why do I need to hear that you're not ready for fucking coaching and that you want to make excuses? Why have you told me? The fuck is it? Keep that shit to yourself. Either hit me up for fucking coaching and do it for real, or fuck off. Why are you hitting me up to say, oh, I'm not ready yet? What the fuck? This shit like simultaneously drives me insane and hurts me because I want you guys to get the fucking results you want. I want you to have the life you want. That's what I'm here for. And you hit me up with these dumb fucking reasons why you're not ready yet, so to speak. You will never be ready. There will never be a good time for coaching. There will never be a good time to jump all in, to take the plunge, to do whatever it takes. It's never going to be comfortable. It's never going to be smooth. It never was for me. It's not supposed to be. But that's what I'm here for, to propel you to where you want to be, to get you those results now. I'm not here in the business of, you know, helping you. I'm here in the business of you getting the results. And so This notion of like, oh, but, you know, let me get halfway towards my goal and then I'll hit you up to get me the last bit. Why don't you hit me up now and I'll get you the whole fucking way in a week or two, rather than let me waste 5 months getting halfway there and then in one coaching session you get me the rest of the way. How about we just don't fuck around and I get you there right now? And that's not even talking about like... Guys, how many coaching clients have you seen from the fucking testimonials, the podcast, all that shit, on the forums? You've seen these people, guys that I've coached, who started at ground fucking zero. Ed, 31 years old, virgin, has now had sex with what, like 12, 13 women, fooled around with a bunch more, takes photos with fucking models. He had no clue what the fuck he was doing. He was like unhappy, he was depressed, he was unsure about himself, he couldn't get in a fucking erection ever. And like, in a couple of coaching sessions, bam, now you can get direction. Bam, now you're fooling around with some girls. Now you're learning to like warm up and not make it such a big deal. Oh, all of a sudden, now you're getting fucking laid. If he sat there and waited for the right fucking time, what? He should wait till he loses his virginity before he hits me up for coaching? That's the dumb shit that some of you say. Oh, I should wait till I lose my virginity before I hit you up for coaching. Well, he would have waited another fucking 10 years. He was 31 and already a fucking still a virgin, couldn't get it up. What, he's supposed to wait till the right time? No, he had the humility to admit, I need some fucking help. Can you help me? Can you get me the results? And yeah, I fucking can. That's what I'm fucking here for. Instead of waiting for things to be a little better, he said like, no, okay, let's do this now. Let's fucking make this happen. And what you're doing when you say now isn't the right time, or I should make a little more progress first, or I want to get the most, I want to make sure I'm getting the most out of your coaching, which is the dumbest fucking thing to say ever, by the way. Isn't that retarded? The further along you get, wouldn't I, Andy, wouldn't there be diminishing returns that I can give you? Like if you're a virgin right now, or if you've made no progress right now, or if you're at the beginning stages, wouldn't that be the exact time to hit me up? Because don't we have the most gains to make? Won't a coaching session or two with me, or if you do my big fucking coaching package, 12 weeks of me kicking your ass, won't that make the most amount of gains for you? Because we have the most progress left to make. The further along you get, the less there is for me to do, because you've already done a lot of it. So what is this dumb fucking idea of like, let me just make as much progress as I can by myself before I hit you up? You're like taking away from how much results you can get from my coaching. You're literally taking away value from the fucking coaching by getting further ahead. There's less I have to do. You've already done half of it. It's the dumbest fuck. I can't believe I have to sit here on a podcast and drill this into some of you. Need a fucking slap here, right? You could make things better right this second. You could let me fucking help you. We could fix this shit right now. But instead, oh, let me just fuck around for another 5 months and get there on my own. But then you don't get there on your own, because for fuck's sakes, if you could do it, you already would have fucking done it. And don't, that's not even talking about the fact that my coaching prices fucking go up over time. I can't tell you how many people will fuck around for 5 months or 6 months, hit me up. Oh, hey, the coaching prices have doubled. Because guess what? The better I get at this, the more coaching clients I have, the more success I have, the better I get at getting people results, the more my prices go up. When I started this shit, I was charging $20 an hour. $20 an hour. Now my group coaching is $500 an hour for group coaching. My one-on-one coaching is ridiculously way higher than that shit. Of course, it's one-on-one coaching with fucking me for 12 weeks. So the longer you wait for this shit, the more the prices go up. Good job, fuckhead. Now it costs double because you waited 6 months and fucked around. Instead of saying, right now, I need help. Can you help me? Can you get me the fucking results? I even give you guys goddamn podcasts and advice on how to get the most out of my coaching, how to be a good student, how to make sure you're getting your money's worth. I can't give you any more fucking value, any more information, any more results than I do. Half of my website is fucking free. Well, all of my website is fucking free, but look at the fucking Tinder guide, 130,000 words, free. Awesome. Everything there you need. I don't know how I can possibly give you guys more. And yet some of you sit there and go, let me just fuck around and waste time and not get the results and wait till the prices go up to a point where I can't even fucking afford them anymore. Genius move. Great, great job. You could have just taken the help right now when it was available to you, right now, jumped forward 6 months, a year, as in jump forward 6 months or a year's worth of progress right now, get the results you want right now, stop mucking around. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. So stop fucking around. If you're waiting to make a little more progress before I hit you up for coaching or some retarded shit like that, you are literally delaying your own success. You're procrastinating your own goals. You are putting off your own happiness. You don't get to tell me that you're serious if I ever hear you say the words, hey, Andy, I really want to do coaching, but I'll hit you up in a couple of months. Like, you're not serious. Tomorrow may not come. Take action right fucking now and decide that you are going to add some rocket fuel to your self-improvement. That's what I'm here for, to literally get you the fucking results. I don't know how I can make that more clear. I'm not here to coach you or help you or push you or motivate you or any of that shit. I'm here to get you to the finish line now, as quickly as fucking possible. Use me. I'm here for you. Fucking use me.